cleaning and handyman services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor Bob DeWay, and we're going to be talking about the changes in Christianity. And you know, if you study the history of our nation, and I was just doing this for a newsletter I'm writing, you know, back in 1776, why the Masonic movement was a very strict Christian organization, and a lot of wonderful men went into Masonry because it professed to believe and did teach the customary beliefs as far as the Christian church was concerned. And then as time went by, it began to change. It began to get more and more involved in mysticism and looking for personal experiences and for secrets. And of course, it ended up where we are today. Well, you know, this has happened many, many times in the past, down through the centuries. But there is within Christendom today a new movement, and it's called the Emerging Church. We're trying to get away from those outmoded things like believing in the scriptures and doctrine and into a mystical experience. If we could each have that mystical experience, wouldn't that be wonderful? With us this morning is Pastor Bob DeWay, and we're going to be talking about, I'm sure, many things having to do with the change in the modern-day Christian church. Change in the music, the change in the message, and the change in how we pursue our personal relationship with God. Pastor DeWay, thank you so very much for being with us.
Excuse me, it's my pleasure to be on your show, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you just give us a little background about yourself, because I haven't talked to you personally, although you come with the highest recommendations from our good friends.
Well, I am a pastor in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We have a gospel-centric Bible church here. I've been writing for quite a few years. I write a bi-monthly commentary called Critical Issues Commentary that we've been publishing since 1992. And I've written a book entitled Redefining Christianity, Understanding the Purpose-Driven Movement. And I've also done seminars on issues like the Emerging Church.
Well, I think both of those are very, very important because certainly the Time magazine has elected unilaterally Pastor Rick Warren as the leader of the American Christian Church. Never bothered to ask most Christians about that. I'm always concerned when Time magazine selects the leaders for modern day Christianity. So why don't you pick up the story and tell our leaders, our listeners, why you're concerned about what's happening to Christianity.
Well, what we have going on is a massive program of redefinition. And what I mean by that is that many of these movements use the same terms that we're familiar with, so they sound innocuous or they sound evangelical. But when you do a deeper analysis, you find out that they've been redefined, and there's a reason for the redefinition, in my opinion, and that is to create a version of Christianity that the world loves without the offense of the cross.
I agree with you. Somebody once recently said that, you know, what we're seeing is creating a God without wrath to bring man without sin into a kingdom without judgment through Christ without a cross. And it's so true. They're redefining Christianity.
Yes, that's exactly what's going on. And so I did a lot of research on this and wrote a book that explains how this process works and warns people. I warn people about it.
Well, you know, I think it's so important that somebody speaks out against this because so many of our good people I know have gotten trapped into this because it works. It's a marketing system put out by Peter Drucker. It brings success. It brings financial remuneration. It brings big churches and big crowds. because the people don't like to hear that we're sinners, that we need a Savior. It's wonderful to know that we're loved, but if you stop there, why, you haven't told the whole story, have you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I keep going back to that almost in every chapter of my book, that ultimately people need to find out that God's wrath is directed against their sin, and that only the blood atonement that Christ provided can avert that wrath, and that message is entirely absent from this whole movement.
And what they've done is changed the entire message of Christianity. And you know, the difficulty is, I'm afraid we have an awful lot of people who think they're Christians, and yet, of course, they're not.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's the major concern, is the creation of a lot of false assurance. The people are told that they just check a little box on the back of a card, I want to be a Christian, and join a church and serve, doing some kind of good deeds, that's what it means to be a Christian, without really coming to grips with the true message of the cross and Jesus Christ.
Well, then we take a step beyond the emergent, pardon me, the purpose-driven church, and we begin getting into the emerging church. What is the emerging church, and why is this dangerous?
Well, the emerging church, yeah, it's a step beyond, as a matter of fact. The emerging church is taking what they call post-modernity or post-modern thinking and mysticism and combining them to create a religious experience for people who don't believe you can ever really know the truth. And so everything that we have held important over the centuries as Christians, such as the inerrancy of Scripture, future judgment, the authority of Scripture, the clarity of Scripture, all of these things are basically denied or scuttled, and what is being offered is an experience with icons and incense and yoga. So these young people come and have an experience, but they have no definitions of that are biblical.
And I really think it's so important for our listeners to understand, this is a desire for a mystical experience, to experience God, not to know Him personally, but to experience Him. And there are all sorts of techniques that are used to bring this about. And of course, what really bothers me and worries me is many of these people may be experiencing the wrong God.
Well, that's their big problem. I debated one of the top leaders of this movement, a guy named Doug Padgett, and I couldn't get him to agree to a definition of anything. And at my part of the debate, I said, there are boundaries, and the boundaries are drawn by God, and God uses words to describe what these boundaries are, so we know what exactly it is to come to God, and what He said, and what we can do.
We'll be back in just a minute with Pastor Bob DeWay, and this is such an important issue.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Bob DeWay, and we're really talking about what is going on, you know, within Christendom today. And increasingly, I get calls from people who listen to our programs across America, and the remark is, I can't find a church that's preaching the gospel. And I have you heard this from people?
Dr. Stan, I've heard it dozens, in fact, hundreds of times now. From all over the country, not only around the country, but around the world, I've heard it. And I think we need to pray for God to raise up a new movement or something, because a lot of the denominations that used to be rock solid are caving into these movements.
And why would a minister turn his back on what he's been schooled in, what he believes in, and begin to embrace something just because it appeals to people's fleshly desires?
Well, they've been sold a bill of goods. I talk about that in my book, about how the whole process of how this church growth movement, the first thing, step, is they convince pastors that they're failing. Wherever they may be, if they're in some small town and they have a flock that they've been caring for many years, or whether they're in a big city and people are moving, if the church growth people say, well, your church isn't growing, so therefore you're failing, and you need a solution. And the solution is this whole idea that we can help you make your church more attractive to the world, and if you can just get them in, then they'll become Christian.
And get the minister to dress less formally and maybe come down into the audience and talk from there, and not to stand behind the pulpit, but to walk around. But there are all sorts of their techniques. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It's more like a marketing approach, isn't it?
Well, it is very much marketing, and they even do demographic studies of communities. Rick Warren popularized this approach in his book, The Purpose-Driven Church, where he identified a guy named Saddleback Sam, which is just this composite person, and they go out and find out, well, if you were going to go to a religious service, what would you want? And then you design the service to tailor to the needs of the people in the world.
But, of course, what we really need to do is get the people to go along with the message of the church rather than the church to go along with the desires of the people.
Right, and there's a built-in problem here, because Jesus said that the world would hate us because the world hated him. And so if we want the world to love us, even under the guise of church growth, we're seriously compromising the message that Jesus gave us to preach.
And you know, one of the things that disturbs me is, you know, I'm not a theologian. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon, but with my scattering and bare knowledge of the Bible, and I'll have to admit I haven't studied as well as I should through the years. But I remember in 2 Thessalonians it tells us that in the latter days there's going to be a great falling away of the church.
Yes, and we're seeing the beginnings of this. It's amazing. I've talked to people that just can't believe this. People that said you would never, 30 years ago, never convince them that whole denominations would be going away from their evangelical heritage and the gospel and trying to become popular, trying to please the world. So I'm urging pastors to get back to expository Bible preaching, provide people what they really need, worship music that brings honor and glory to God and His name and His character, about the blood, about who He is, things like that. And when God converts people, they will love to hear the truth of the Word.
What they've done, you know, they've changed the music because they want something that will appeal to, the flesh, with those drums in there. And what they've done is they've used the techniques that Hollywood uses and that certainly that television uses for the physiological response to the music. I mean,
well,
I'm sure you've looked into this.
Yeah, well, you should have seen some of the productions. There was one Secret Service I saw that they had a huge multi-million-dollar set, and they were doing takeoff on Saturday Night Live for their church service. And there wasn't anything, you had to watch it for like 20 minutes before they ever talked about anything that would make you think it was a Christian church. If you didn't know better, you'd think it was somebody making fun of a church. And there's no extreme that people won't go to anymore to try to draw a crowd in and to entertain people.
And that's really what all it is about. It's about entertainment. It's about using Hollywood's techniques to make the church more profitable and more successful. But, you know, what we're doing is really depriving people of the opportunity to hear the message. So what are we going to do about it? I mean, certainly if you're talking to ministers, do many of them want to go back to having small churches and just preaching the gospel without entertaining people?
I'm talking to a few. There's a remnant out there that sees what the problem is, and they're not sure what to do. So many of the churches have adopted this. The pastors that want to preach the true gospel are having a hard time finding a church. I just emailed a guy and suggested he should maybe just start his own, start from scratch, and the Lord will raise up a new movement. Because it's a real problem, because we have congregations that are wanting this, and then we get pastors trained to get that to them. And the remnant, the people hungry for the truth, aren't sure where to go.
Well, you know, this is what I do. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and I feel I'm talking to a remnant. I'm not talking to the great bulk of the American people, because they don't want to hear the message that I have, which is, you know, that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we're going to lose this country, but we're going to lose the Christian heritage of this country, because certainly if the ministers aren't preaching the gospel, where are we going to get the message? And there's so much of this about how to feel better and how to get along with your wife and on your job and how to be successful. And, you know, if you just follow the path of the Lord, everything's going to be fine. It's almost like a prosperity gospel.
Yeah, you know, there's some precedent for this. I've done quite a bit of study in church history. And in the early part of the 20th century, when the modernists took over the mainline denominations, what they did at that point was they stripped Christianity of atonement and redemption. Remember, they denied the virgin birth and the literal resurrection of Christ and the blood atonement. And they kept the ethics. They were going to, in fact, this what would Jesus do thing from over 100 years ago was started by a theological liberal. And so they had a system of ethics. They thought, we can have Christian ethics and our country will get along just fine with Christian ethics. We don't need the actual gospel. We don't need atonement. But if God hasn't changed somebody's heart, they don't have the power of the Holy Spirit to live a godly life. And so if you just take this ethical veneer and put it over an unregenerate sinner, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And now the liberal movement from the 1920s, what's happened to them, they don't even have Christian ethics anymore. Now they want to ordain homosexuals and things like this.
No. You know, if look and see what's happening, I don't know whether I want to laugh or cry.
Well, I got a theory about this. This will be one of the first times I've mentioned it on the radio like this, but I think what we're seeing, because the evangelical version of it looks just basically like the social gospel that the liberals had 100 years ago. I wonder if they aren't filling a vacuum. Because liberalism was offering a system of ethics with no redemption. And liberalism has gotten to the point now they don't even have ethics because they've rejected even Jesus' ethical teachings. So now the evangelicals are going to do what the liberals did 100 years ago and offer a system of ethics with no redemption. And in my opinion, the social gospel failed the last time around, and it's going to fail this time too.
Well, you know, we there has to be something. I like it was, well, back in 1740, you know, when we had a Jonathan Edwards out there putting a certain fear of God into the hearts of men, you know, and if we don't have a God without wrath and judgment, I mean, why should we really change our lives? And the problem with so many of, you know, the effect of the Christian church today is that Christians really are much different than the regular population as far as so many things, whether it be divorce or cheating or, you know, I have one rule I've learned through the years, and that is never get into business with a man who talks about Christianity.
You know, that's not a bad idea, because I know so many people that have been burned. They say, hey, invest, I'm a Christian, so invest your money with me. Boy, that's a lead up to getting ripped off.
I know it is, and what a great tragedy it is when, you know, I have to have that feeling about, you know, men who profess to be Christians. And wouldn't it be wonderful if a man could profess to be Christian and I knew I could really trust him? But if he doesn't fear the Lord, he is not going to adhere to the Lord's premises as far as integrity is concerned.
Right. It's, you know, what makes us different is the work of grace, a powerful work of the Holy Spirit that changes lives, that apprehends people through the gospel. And what I tell pastors is that we need to feed the flock. If we preach the gospel, including the wrath of God against sin, the need for repentance and atonement, and we feed people on the pure word of God, they will grow and God will change their lives. But if you just give people entertainment, that has no power to change their lives.
Well, if there's no wrath of God, we don't need a Savior.
That's what the liberals have always said. Now, the thing that's different now is the people that are talking this way are supposedly evangelicals.
I know. Well, you know, but how are we going to change it? And you are concerned, I'm concerned. You know, and there's a handful of people we talk to out across America who are concerned, but so many of our mainline Christian leaders have gone over to it because it sells, and we want to be successful. I mean, I would like to be successful and have 600 stations like Rush Limbaugh does, but I realize I'm never going to have it. I don't think the Lord wants me to be successful in that way.
Well, we have to be willing to speak to the remnant and care for the remnant, because that's who God will use, and he always has. I mean, it's certainly been worse times, like when Jeremiah, during his ministry, he didn't have anybody that would listen to him.
Well, you know, what about the home church movement? You know, it would be wonderful if the home churches could have a man who was schooled in divinity, really understood the gospel to lead it. But, you know, it is so hard to find a church. And do you think the church growth movement is going to have an effect here with the fact that we are having difficulty finding ministers who really go out, be willing to start a church on their own? I know there are people there looking for small churches or looking for a church that preaches the gospel, and they just can't find them.
Well, I believe that God will raise up a movement. In the 1920s, he raised up the fundamentalist movement as an alternative to modernism. And I believe God can do that again. In our church here in Minneapolis, I just went on the radio and started contending for the faith and contending for the need for gospel preaching, and people were driving from all over to come to our church because they're hungry.
I know, a little church that I go to, and we have people who drive 75 to 100 miles to come there every Sunday, and we've only got maybe, at the most, you know, 100 people in the whole church, and it just is not growing. But at least it's holding its own.
Well, if they're being fed the word of God, then God is honored and God is glorified, and he will use that.
And it isn't necessarily the size of a church. I'm glad your church is growing, you know, but I think that a lot of those churches that are adhering to the Bible are not growing, but at least they're sustaining themselves, and they're at least keeping the people within their congregations headed in the right direction.
Right, and God has a witness, and if there's a faithful witness, the Lord will use it, and people will be converted, and people will be sanctified by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what we need to see.
Well, because what I'd love to see would be a great revival in America. I just don't quite see it at the present time.
It's not happening now. What they're calling a revival is actually, in fact, they're calling this purpose-driven thing a revival. I call it a repudiation of the true Reformation principles.
Well, you know, it's exciting times to be living. It's exciting times to see what's going on. And sometimes I get discouraged. On the other hand, I figure that God knows what he's doing. He knows what's happening. And if he wanted to raise someone up, he would raise them up.
Yes.
And all we can do is just keep talking. Now, how can people get your book?
My book, Redefining Christianity, go to our website, cicministry.org. That's cicministry.org. And under the store there, it has the book. And on that website, there are many articles.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
New. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers. Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning is Pastor Bob DeWay. You were giving out your address. Would you mind taking a telephone calls from our listeners? Pastor DeWay? Did we lose Pastor DeWay? I'm going to ask if our producer would see if we can get him back on the line. Well, then I'm going to have to go ahead and... Pastor DeWay? Well, I'm going to have to open up the lines there, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, and I hope that maybe one of our callers would call our producer and see if he could get Pastor DeWay back on the line, because I did want to spend a full hour with him. I think this is such an important subject, but if you have a question or comment, our number is 970 689-8255. What is happening is the purpose-driven church. Their goal is to change the music and the message of the church. And basically, what they're going to do is change the world. And if you've ever read anything of some of the material that Barrett Chose has on her website, crossroad.to, that's crossroad.to, and you'll find out about the Rick Warren peace plan, where they're going to bring peace and prosperity to the world, and through our efforts, we are going to transform the world. It's not that God is going to transform the world. We are going to transform the world. And of course, they're going to basically have their people working in Africa, which they do. And they're really circumventing the traditional church there and, of course, bringing in their new major churches. So who's on the line? Is Pastor DeWay back? Or do we have a caller?
No, my name is Tony.
I beg your pardon?
My name is Tony.
Well, fine. Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I had a question for you. I have my mother has just gotten involved with this purpose-driven church. She's gotten a packet. I'd like to know what kind of information can I tell her about Rick Warren?
Well, I think that basically you have to understand that Rick Warren has set out to transform the church. And what Rick Warren has done is take the ideas from Robert Schuller, who certainly is a New Age advocate. If you've ever studied Robert Schuller's history and the message they have, I mean, wrapped in a veneer of Christianity is really a New Age message. And combining Robert Schuller with a man named Peter Drucker, who is a transformational Marxist who came up with ideas how to transform America's corporations and our educational system, and then how to transform Christianity and how you would market Christianity. And you go to a purpose-driven church and you come out, you feel really good because you are never convicted as being a sinner. God loves everybody and everything, and all you have to do is go to church and slap your hands and sing the exhilarating music, and now you're a Christian. And that's really not true. This is leading people away from Christianity. And as Pastor DeWay was saying earlier, this is a step towards then the emerging church, which Rick Warren endorses, which is leading you into Christian mysticism, which is leading you away from Christianity. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, I don't know. We're having all sorts of problems. We lost our guest, but we carry several books, on the purpose-driven church. Deceived on Purpose is one of them, and we carry basically, if you go to my website and go down to the books we have, look at them. Running Against the Wind is another excellent book. Running Against the Wind and Deceived on Purpose, and we really need to get those authors back on again or put together a four-tape set of the Purpose-Driven Church. In fact, we do offer a four-tape set on the Purpose-Driven Church. My interviews with people have analyzed what's going on, so I would suggest the four-tape set on the Purpose-Driven Church. Do you have access to a computer?
Yes, sir.
Go to crossroad.to. That's crossroad.to. Barrett Chose's website, and pull down her articles on the Purpose-Driven Church, and she's done a great job on analyzing it.
And I'll definitely check that out. I want to get some of your material. I love the show, and I love the information that you are getting out.
So. We're just trying to warn the people that they're being misled. And of course, when you get from the Purpose-Driven Church into the emerging church and Christian mysticism, why you're moving further and further away from Christianity. We're told once you're saved, you're always saved. Well, how can that be correlated with what it says in Second Thessalonians, that before the man of sin is exposed, there's going to be a great falling away? If you're always saved, how can there be a great falling away? Maybe we begin going back to the Bible instead of following the leadership of these people who want to change Christianity so we can have, basically a God that is only love and no punishment. And, of course, if that's true, we do not need a Savior.
It's like what the Bible says in the last days, people want to have their ears tickled. So
And that's exactly what they're doing. They're sure tickling them today, and you can hear them laughing in the churches.
Yeah, I try to. I have a hard time finding a good church home, so I normally just hold Bible studies in my home once a week. So,
Do you have your own people coming over for that?
Yeah, just family and a few friends. Not very small, maybe 7 to 8 people. But
well, that's all right. You know, maybe one of these days you'll find a man who's trained in the scriptures to help. But if you can do it, do it. There is a growing home church movement in America. Why? Because people can't find a good church anymore. This is the problem, and most people don't even realize there is a problem. That's the difficulty.
Yeah, well, I definitely will check out that website, and I will be ordering some books from you. I appreciate you taking my call.
You're more than welcome, and incidentally, our website is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and we got a half dozen or more books on this subject. We think it's vitally important because Christianity is under attack today. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
And once again, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, and I wish one of you would call our producer, George, and tell him we lost Bob DeWay and see if they can get him back on again. And if he doesn't have the telephone number, why, I will be glad to get it for him. So, why don't you call 970-689-8255, get hold of George and tell him, hey, George, we lost the guest for the last half hour, and we certainly think his message is so important. Because if we destroy the Christian foundation of America, we destroy America, and that's exactly what this is all about. Rick Warren has been back talking to the Council on Foreign Relations. They're not going to ask me to go back and talk to the CFR. Why? Because my loyalty is to America and to the Lord of the Bible. But unfortunately, Rick Warren has talked to the Council on Foreign Relations and the United Nations. He's been selected by Time Magazine as the leader of modern-day Christianity. And you have to understand that he is a disciple of Robert Schuller, who's been involved with the New Age and New Age mysticism for many years. Schuller's a wonderful entertainer, has a wonderful smile, puts on a wonderful television program, makes you really feel good about yourself. But mixed in with Christianity are all the New Age messages. When you understand that, you understand what's going on in it.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology.
George, are you there?
Robotics, a patented
George, are you there?
The ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended an natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system.
George, are you there?
Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Civil Network, and we're going to see if we can get past the Wayback line. But right now we have John calling from Colorado. John, are you there? John, are you there?
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I need to make 2 points. All right, point one. I heard part of your program. I didn't hear the whole thing. But the part that I heard with the pastor from Minnesota,
yes,
asking, well, you know, what is the solution to this problem or solutions to this problem? Well, I'll give you one solution. This is my first point. One of the solutions to the problem is, you know, we hear these liberals saying, well, there has to be separation of church and state. And guess what? That's true. Because that's one of our biggest problems with the congregations, no matter what denomination it is. There is no separation between church and state. They're corporations. They have a charter. They're a tax-exempt foundation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's one of the big problems why our churches are the way they are today.
But that's not why they're preaching a false gospel today.
Well, they're being given instructions to preach and what not to preach. All right?
Okay.
When a couple decides to get married, one of the first things they have to do is get a license. Getting a license is something to do that would be unlawful unless you get special permission from the state. Okay, and then when you get that license, you're not only marrying that one that you love, it's a three-way contract. You're marrying the state. And then you wonder why the state is intruding on your life when you raise a family and say, your child has to get this and has to get that. That's because it's a three-way marriage.
Well, I certainly your points are well made. Oh, however, we're really talking about how they're changing the message of the Christian church.
But
the state is dictating that is being done within Christendom by people who are utilizing their positions of power to alter the message that's being preached from the gospel. But the ministers are not being told by the state what to do overall. Anyway, but I appreciate so much your thoughts.
Hello? I'm back.
Is this Bob DeWay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dr. Stan. I was under the impression it was a half-hour show.
Okay. Well, we've only got a few more minutes, but I did want you to get your address, your web page out, and I think your message is really so vitally important.
Well, thank you. And, I'm so sorry for the mix-up, but I have a book called Redefining Christianity that explains an awful lot about what we've just been talking about. And we have a website that has a bunch of articles also, and you can get the book there. The website is cicministry.org. And there are 94 articles on all kinds of different theological issues. And in the store, you can get a hold of this book.
Would you give that web page out one more time?
Yes, cicministry.org.
Now, is that like Tom Incest Ministries, T-I?
C, as in Crow.
Crow, C-R.
C-I
Ministries.
C-I-C, Critical Issues Commentary. It's short for Critical Issues Commentary.
Okay, fine.
And that's my ministry, my writing ministry, and then I'm a pastor of Twin City Fellowship in Minneapolis.
All right, well, I think what your message is so important, and we certainly would like to get you onto some of our other programs, because if we destroy the foundation of this country, and this country was founded by Christians on Christian principles, you destroy that foundation, you destroy the country. And if you just have people going to church who feel good about themselves and are going to go out and be sinners the rest of the week, then there will be no possible hope of bringing this country back to its greatness it once represented.
Well, right, because if God is not really changing people's lives because they don't even hear the message. In fact, when I thought I was done with the interview, I was reading an article here about a mega church in Phoenix, and here's what it says. This is very telling. Talk about this church that grew to like 5,000 people in a few years. Mm-hmm. It says the spiritual cell is a soft one. No crosses, no images of Jesus, no any form of religious symbols. Bibles are optional. Almost half of each service is given over to live Christian rock with simple repetitive lyrics in which Jesus is treated like a high school crush. Jesus, you're my best friend, you will always be. Committing your life to Christ is easy as checking a box on the communication cards that can be found in the back. So people come in, they get entertained, and they sign a card, and they think they're a Christian.
I know. And what a great tragedy is, and of course, the music has almost a hypnotic fascination for people. They get a tremendous exhilaration from this type of music. That's why our founding fathers didn't want that type of music. They wanted the great hit Christian hymns, and you know, when you go to the church and there's no hymnals there, you know you're in trouble.
Well, the power is in the words of the gospel.
Sure.
The power is, Paul said, God has chosen the foolishness of the message preached to save those who will believe. And so we've got to get the content in front of people so that God's Holy Spirit will convict them.
Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God.
Right. And so trying to entertain the worldly with a religious service and hoping that'll turn them into a Christian is certainly not found in the Bible. The Bible doesn't teach us to do that.
I know, but the thing is that I really fear that, and if we don't have Christian leadership, if we don't have Christian ministers who are willing to stand up, and I applaud you for your willingness to do it, but it's not a message that the successful Christian ministers want to hear. They've really got it made. When you go to church with 5,000 or 10,000 people, as some of these churches are, they have a wonderful camaraderie and wonderful fellowship. They just don't have the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right. And in fact, this article I was reading said they've got video games, they've got Starbucks, they've got Krispy Kreme, everything under the sun. And the message is, it actually says in here, this guy's name is McFarland, this pastor. His messages are light on liturgy and heavy on what he calls successful principles for living. And he says this, if Oprah and Dr. Phil are doing it, why shouldn't we? So you go to church and you get something like you watch one of these self-help shows on TV.
Well, unfortunately, increasingly, this is the message of the church, but it is not the message of the gospel. Well, I really want to thank you so very much for being with us, and I will be calling you and trying to get you on some of our other
programs. Okay, I apologize for the mix-up.
Don't feel bad. God
okay.
bless, and thanks so much.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience some Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Network, and I appreciate all those people who called in to plague George this morning, but we were able to get Pastor DeWay back on the line. Basically, we have a four-tape set on the church growth movement and a four-tape set on the apostate church. These are interviews that we've done on this subject. We have a great DVD with our good friend Dr. Bob Klink, who happens to be an orthopedic surgeon, not a theologian, but he talks on the church growth movement. It's called Diaprax. Diaprax, D-I-A-P-R-A-X. We carry the book Deceived on Purpose, going into the purpose-driven church. We carry Running Against the Wind. We have a couple of other books on this subject whose names escaped me because I really didn't realize what we were necessarily going to be talking on this morning. But Deceived on Purpose and Running Against the Wind are both, you know, excellent books on this subject, and we recommend them to you. They're available through Radio Liberty, along with our four-tape set on the church growth movement, Diaprax, and the apostate church. We got real problems in Christianity today, ladies and gentlemen, and we, at least talking to the remnant, must try to, you know, get people to understand that there is a conspiracy against God. There really is a conspiracy against God. It's described in the Bible. This is nothing new. It's been going on for literally thousands of years. But it's coming to a culmination in our time. We are so fortunate to live at this time. Exciting things, terrifying things, horrible things are about to happen. And all we can say is, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to have one. And if you'd like to talk to me off the air, why, we'll be glad to do that. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And we hope that those of you who are already Christians will increase your dedication to our Lord. And if you're not a Christian, you need, of course, to ask Jesus to come into your life and transform it. And it really will happen if you are really sincere and you really understand what's going on today, because it is only through him that we have any hope at all of survival in the difficult times that do lie ahead. Well, of course, if you'd like to understand what's going on in the Middle East, why, we have a great talk. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story. And there's a syllabus there that covers all of the wars of the last century, and every single one of them was contrived. And those people were left there to be slaughtered. In fact, as we've told you many times, the Japanese have been trying for 5 to 7 months to surrender, and we wouldn't let them. As a result, the invasion of Iwo Jima and Okinawa and the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were totally unnecessary. If you'd like the article from the Chicago Tribune, dated in August of 1945, and we got this from the Chicago Tribune, fortunately, just by... it was almost miraculous we were able to get it. But we'll send you a copy free of charge. It certainly is in the syllabus. We hope you'll get the whole syllabus. We'll send you a free copy of the article if you want it. 1-800-544-8927. It's the Chicago Tribune article. And when you realize that they really wanted all the horror there, you can begin to understand the nature of the evil we're up against. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to get copies out, and you need to get them out far and wide. And we have several of the major ministries that are helping us distribute the book, and we need your help in getting the book out as well. Get people to read it, you know, and don't give it to them. Ask them to lend it to them and tell them you want it back in 2 weeks. They can read it through in 3 or 4 hours. It'll transform their lives. Until tomorrow, please pray for America, pray for Raising Levy, for our provision and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The watchman's